This recording, Florida 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Tallahassee, Florida. I lived there all of my life, pretty much, for the most part. Of course, I had some travel in there. I have 4 brothers. One is older, one is technically only 2 months older, and one is 13 and the other is 9. I also have 2 pets. They are a lab and a Jack Russell. They're very nice and fun, and they actually reside at my parents' place back in Tallahassee. My dad is a real estate broker in Tallahassee, Florida, and my stepmom used to be the manager of a Publix for about 20 years, but now she currently works with my dad and also runs a VRBO for a beach house. My mom and my stepdad both work in the environmental field, working with converting waste into fuels. I am currently a senior and about to graduate from UWF with a BA in theater. When I'm not at school, I enjoy yoga or going for hiking. Being outside at the beach is nice if it's a nice day and not raining like it has been so often recently. I'm also currently working on writing a show for my senior project at UWF. Yesterday was International Macaroon Day, which was a great day.